From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A group of Taliban insurgents attack a building in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Officials say the building housed a special unit of the Afghan security force responsible for protecting government officials. The attack began Tuesday with a suicide bomber blowing up a vehicle at the entrance. Officials said the ensuing gunfight between the assailants and Afghan security forces left all of the attackers dead. The Taliban claimed responsibility. Reporter Ayaz Ghul.
We know that the Taliban launched its spring offensive just a week ago, and since then we have seen an intensified conflict across Afghanistan. And today when the Taliban issued a statement about this attack, they said that this was part of their ongoing so-called Umari operation.
At least 30 people were killed and more than 327 wounded in the incident. Prospects for a political resolution to Syria's civil war dimmed after the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated talks with the Syrian government. The opposition High Negotiations Committee called on the International Syrian Support Group to intervene. Salem Meslet is a spokesman.
We're not walking away from the negotiation. We are really willing to continue the negotiation, but something has to be done on the ground in Syria.
There has been an uptick in fighting since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are expected to be the big winners in Tuesday's crucial New York primary election. Both could end up with nearly insurmountable leads in the delegate counts. Pre-election polls gave Democrat Clinton a double-digit lead over her opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. For the Republicans, Trump is in the lead, Donald Trump. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks Tuesday in New York with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. The discussions were aimed at ensuring that Iran gets the sanctions relief promised in the nuclear accord reached in January. Kerry told reporters that he and Zarif agreed to cooperate to ensure that Iran nuclear agreement is implemented the way it is meant to be. Zarif acknowledged progress and said he and Kerry will meet again Friday. Ukraine and Russia may have reached an agreement to release jailed Ukrainian pilot Nadzhda Savchenko in an exchange for two Russian officers convicted by a Ukrainian court. Charles Maines reports.
Rumors of Savchenko's possible release came just one day after a Ukrainian court convicted two Russian soldiers on charges of terrorism and conducting war on Ukrainian soil, prompting new speculation over a deal. The Kremlin confirmed President Vladimir Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart, Petro Poroshenko, discussed the prisoner issue during a phone call late Monday. In Kiev Tuesday, Poroshenko elaborated on his talks with the Russian leader, saying they'd produced what he called an algorithm for freeing Savchenko. Charles Maines, Moscow.
U.S. law enforcement officials say they are being thwarted in solving dozens of criminal cases because they cannot access information stored in encrypted files on cell phones. New York City Police Chief of Intelligence Thomas Galati told a congressional panel Tuesday his officers have the legal right to information in suspects' phones, but not the technical expertise to retrieve it. The debate about whether protecting the public's right to privacy is more important than the need by authorities to gain information has taken on a new urgency as companies sell phones with tough-to-crack encryption features. An Israeli court Tuesday convicted the man who led the 2014 revenge killing and burning of a Palestinian teenager. The court rejected an insanity plea by Yosef Haim Ben David, saying he was fully aware of his actions at the time of the murder. He is due to be sentenced next month. Cuba's Communist Party says 84-year-old President Raul Castro will hold the party's highest post for another 5 years. The report says the party also chose its 15-member Politburo, which observers say is largely devoid of younger party members. U.S. President Barack Obama says he expects that by the end of the year, conditions will be in place for Iraqi troops to eventually recapture the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. In a CBS News interview aired Monday, Mr. Obama stressed the need to support the Iraqi forces who are doing the ground fighting. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.